talking to Alexander Bonesti, who buys and sells fine art all around the world. He curates private collections, specializes in French Impressionist painters, Expressionists, and of course modern art, and has recently launched a photography website, which we will get to at the end of this particular segment. Carl.
Alexander, we can go on for a great deal about the question of the control of art in the world. And it's not a solvable problem. Science, I think, answers the question. But of importance, it is about reaching the public. And you are about ready to launch a wonderful tour of your art collection. Tell us a bit about that, please.
Well, the collection is composed of Italian and Dutch painters from the 17th century. We have made some discoveries in this particular collection, in particular Rembrandt, that we have put a lot of money, a lot of time and energy, and a lot of honesty, because putting a painting of this type to the science, not knowing what's going to come out, is something that most people don't do. But I think that the public must see this collection. The experts must see this collection, and that's why I want to do it. I want to put it in a public view, like you said earlier, and make sure that people understand what it is, what is the old masters, why they were there, why they did all what they've done. And we can, through educational tools and this particular tool, express what was happening in the past and give the public at large a good appreciation of these old paintings. Hmm. We have Italian painters. I have called upon Italian experts many times to come and see the paintings in my collection. You know, and that's a problem. Experts don't come around. They don't want to see anything. They want you to send them a so-called email. They look at it and they decide it is or it isn't. I don't believe that's the right way to take care of a painting, especially historical painting.
Oh, how true.
And that's why I push the tool this way. If someone wants to say something, it's in front of them. It's in public eye.
Alexander, did classical art, as I mentioned to you earlier, reflect the mood of the world at the time it was painted? And if so, can you tell that in the works of, let's say, Cézanne, Monet, and Manet?
Well, you know, in part, yes, it was a reflection of the world that these people were living in. Okay, you can take the Night Watch, for example, from Rembrandt. Okay, there was a period where, you know, there were wars and there were unsettled time. Okay, and Rembrandt wanted to show what was happening there, and that it was a watch. It was military involved. There was many things involved. Yes, in part that's what it is. In the other part is also the need to face economical needs. You know, that's what it is. People needed to paint in order to make a living. Okay, today we have digital cameras. At that time, they had painters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, someone needed a portrait for the family. They were going to a painter. And they were replicating that portrait five, six times eventually by the same painter. The painter could be Rembrandt, could be Rubens, could be anyone of renown today. And that is the problem we have with the paintings, many paintings we have in the world today. One painting under one name doesn't mean that that particular artist did not paint something else. You know, I'm going to take the case of Rembrandt, okay, and in particularly the case of my painting that I have, this particular Rembrandt, that portrait was painted several times. Why? When one easy reason was that the family of the gentleman that was portrayed by Rembrandt wanted other portrait. If the family had six kids, six children, well, Rembrandt would have done six portraits.
Ah,
so why only one would be a Rembrandt and not the others? That
absolutely
is the question.
Alexander, it is an open question, and we're going to leave it at that. We can spend an entire 3 hours, Roland, on this topic.
Well, let's do that at some
point. We're going to bring you back, Alexander. You promise you will join us again. Because there is so much here that we can go over. We can do an entire 3 hours of this, and I would love to do that and show some of those paintings one of these days. I applaud you for your efforts. You know that. Thank you so much for joining us here on Smith Sabatino, and we will have you back very, very soon. Please, please do come back.
Thank you for having me on your show.
You're more than welcome, and we'll talk to you soon.
Soon, yeah. As they say,
thank
soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alexander.
You know, I think that continues our discussion at the opening of our program today on what art is, and this was wonderful.
Let us continue it. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. We are back.
America, weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. Natural News is reporting that hamburgers served at most fast food restaurants are made using cow parts that are injected with ammonia in order to kill off the bacteria and make it pass inspection with the USDA. This is the meat that used to be sold off for dog food. But now, using ammonia injections, it's now deemed by the USDA as, quote, suitable for human consumption. As the New York Times reports, federal officials agreed to the company's request that the ammonia be classified as a processing agent and not as glass cleaner or kitchen floor ammonia. That way it could be left out of the ingredients. So now that dog food grade beef is served at school lunch programs and American fast food restaurants nationwide by injecting it with raw ammonia, imagine what we still don't know. Can we say organic? From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This five-time All-Star finished in the only tie for MVP in baseball history. His 11 consecutive gold gloves are a record for first baseman.
Two RBIs by Hernandez, all on his birthday.
So where is Keith Hernandez now? Keith can be seen on TV almost every night, whether it's a Just for Men commercial, a Seinfeld repeat, or as a commentator on the game broadcast for the Mets. He was inducted into the Mets Hall of Fame in 2007 and voted to the team's all-time squad to celebrate its 50th anniversary. In 2012, Keith shaved his famous mustache for charity.
It's been the fourth time I'll shave my mustache off in almost 40 years, and it's another opportunity to raise money for a good cause, so all good.
Heck of a shave for Keith Hernandez. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.